You're listening to Sibling Jabber, Episode 6. Welcome back to Sibling Jabber. I'm Roy.
And I'm Danielle.
Hi, how are you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good. Good. Week's gone by decently quick. Almost over here. I'm excited.
Good.
Anything special happened to you this week or last weekend?
No, not that I can remember. Just a plain old week.
Yeah, that's fine. At least nothing bad happened.
Yeah.
Before we get kickstarted here, I would like everybody to know, I guess we never told anybody, this podcast, if you're looking for it, usually posts Friday in the afternoon. If not, then it definitely will be up by Saturday morning, but typically it's Friday in the afternoon. All right, let's get started. Nike started a new campaign, new advertising campaign with Colin Kaepernick. Do you know who he is?
I don't.
He was the quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers 2 years ago, and he's known for his protest. He was kneeling during the national anthem.
Okay.
He's the one that started that whole thing, and now he can't find a job in the NFL. He was out for all of last year, and no one got him this year. Well, he's been signed on with Nike since 2011, and they have now made him the face of their advertising campaign. There's a black and white picture of him that came out. It's just zoomed in on his face with the words, "Believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything." And after this came, right after it came out, everybody started posting pictures and videos, burning all of their Nike clothes and shoes and everything. It was just a big uproar, big backlash from the whole Nike community. Well, not the whole Nike community, but a large portion of the Nike community.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, they...
Nike stuff is expensive, guys.
Well, that's the first thing I'm thinking, huh? I was like, man, no matter how I feel, unless my shoes are pretty old, I don't think I'm going to go burn them.
Yeah.
Would you ever feel that strongly about something that you're gonna burn, $120 pair of shoes?
Oh, no. I don't make enough money to feel to do that. Like, not further purchase stuff, yes.
Well, exactly. Like, boycott things. Yeah, that's my feeling. Well, they did start the hashtag boycott Nike on Twitter. But, yeah, that's exactly my thought. Like, if I have something, I'm still going to use it. I'm going to use it until I can't use it anymore. But I'm not going to buy any more of that.
If I felt that strongly, I might, like, try to cover up the, like, symbol, like, put duct tape over it on the shoes or, like, put a patch over it on a shirt or something. But, like, I wouldn't, or, like, a sticker, but...
Right, yeah.
Burn it.
And there's people that did that. I guess John Rich, who is one half of the country band Big and Rich, he took his socks and cut off the swoosh logo from them.
Yeah. So. I mean, I don't know if I'd cut it out because then you'd like, I don't know if the socks would fit that well, but yeah. But that's the idea.
Right. Okay. That's it. Next, Domino's started a promotion on August 31st. It was supposed to last for 2 months, all of September, all of October. This is only in Russia. If you got a tattoo, a Domino's tattoo, in a place that is visible, someplace that's not going to be covered up, so no, you can't get it on your butt or something, you will get free pizzas for the rest of your life. You get up to 100 pizzas for 100 years.
Wow. Is
this something you would do? If they did this here in America, would you do that?
I mean, it'd be tempting, but probably not.
Well, tons of people in Russia did it. So much so that they had to stop it already. They canceled it and said They promised pizzas to the first 350 people who shared their Domino's tattoos, but they are canceling already because of how many people were doing this.
Yeah, you'd like lose a lot of money.
Yeah, I guess they weren't expecting that many people to get the tattoo of Domino's.
I also did not know that Domino's was an international company.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all over the world. They've expanded ever since that last CEO took over. They came out with those commercials like, we know our pizza tastes like cardboard. We've now changed it, blah blah blah. Now
Yeah.
they've expanded internationally pretty good.
I don't know that I've ever had Domino's pizza before. So, strike one against getting a tattoo because what if you got like a 100 pizzas for 100 years and you don't even like the pizza?
Well, so here's my thing. Can you think of something off the top of your head that you would do that for? Let's stick just to like food or drinks.
Food or drinks? I don't know that I like a food or drink that I would want a food or drink tattooed onto my body. Like, I love my chips, like Pringles, but I don't know that I'd get a Pringles tattoo just to get a Pringles all my life
Oh,
for
you wouldn't
free.
get the little Pringles, like the little, what is it, like a picture of the guy's head or whatever, and then it says
Yeah,
Pringles.
probably not. Probably not.
Get on like
If it was,
the back of your wrist.
yeah, probably not. If you were talking not food or drinks, then I would consider it.
What would make you
But
consider
not
it?
like if I got free books from a publishing company to get their publishing company tattooed onto my body, done. I am a book fanatic. I would do that in a heartbeat.
So if Amazon says you get a tattoo on your body that's visible of our logo where it says Amazon and you get a book a week for life, you would do
Oh yeah, hands down.
it?
I mean, well, I'd have to look at it because it had to be maybe not from Amazon, because Amazon you could get any kind of book. But
Right.
I would like do a publishing company where I like those books. Like I don't want some cheesy romance novel or like a not I'm not a big nonfiction book person either. So I would have to do like a publishing company, like a specific part of a publishing company that I would like.
So you wouldn't do Amazon
No.
being able to get any book you want once a week?
If I got to pick the book,
Yeah,
yes.
that's what I mean. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
But if they like just sent me a random book every month, no.
A book club, book of the week club.
Yeah, no. But if I got to pick a book
Yeah.
every week, yeah, I'd do it right now.
Not sure. I might do it for Coke, which is funny because I don't drink a lot of Coke. I'll usually drink maybe a Coke or two like on the weekend, but not during the week. But
Yeah.
still, yeah, I'd probably get a lot fatter because I'd probably get a Coke tattoo and get my free Cokes.
Whereas mine would just turn into a hoarding situation.
And you'd turn into hermit crab. You wouldn't be leaving your house at all.
Pretty much. More because I don't have any room to exit my house then than anything.
Right, next we have Jeffrey Owens, who was in The Cosby Show. He played Elvin. He was the older daughter on the Cosby. I know you said you didn't watch it, right?
No, I didn't.
The older daughter in The Cosby Show, it was her boyfriend. Well,
Okay.
earlier this week, he was spotted working at Trader Joe's. He's a cashier at Trader Joe's. And so someone took the picture of him and sold it to the media. I'm not sure who in the media, but sold it to the media. And so it just blew up, and everybody's talking about how he's working at Trader Joe's. So someone got to interview him, and he said, "You know, I haven't had steady work since the Cosby Show ended. I haven't had a job that lasted for more than 10 weeks, like acting wise." So he's, I guess he's a teacher in New Jersey, I think it said. And he's a part-time at Trader Joe's too. So he teaches and works at Trader Joe's, and then whenever he can get an acting gig, he gets one of those.
Which is like a lot of teachers.
So
Not the acting part, but like the second
having
job
a part,
part.
yeah, having a second job. And then so it just blew up and people were they called a job shaming him. And now the new news that came out just today or last night was Nicki Minaj had a podcast. She has a podcast because everyone has one, you know, we have one, everyone does. And she said she will donate $25,000 to him. So, oh, at first I'm thinking like 25,000, what's that going to do for him? But then I'm thinking, well, you know, working at Trader Joe's, he's probably only making maybe 12,000 a year, but if that, you know, working there part time, so that's 2, 3, maybe 4 years of pay from Trader Joe's, so he doesn't have to work there, and he could maybe pursue the acting a little bit more now. But
I
it
mean,
was a sweet thought.
yeah.
But then again, it's Nicki Minaj. She's got a lot of money. Give him like 100,000.
And at the same time, I mean, I'm trying to organize my thoughts into sentences. Like, that was very nice, but I feel like that would add to the humiliation more. Like, he's just a typical guy, a teacher with a part-time job, like most teachers in the United States. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. Like, yes, it's hard on his life and it's hard on everybody's life, but he's no different than anybody else just because he was on a show once.
Well, she felt bad, and she started swearing, effing out the lady. I guess the lady's name is out there that took the pictures and sold them, saying basically that she shouldn't have done that because now everybody's coming down on him and making fun of him, and Nicki Minaj doesn't think that's right. So, I mean, good intentions.
That's what I mean. Like, it was good intentions. Like, it was nice. But shame on everybody for job shaming him because he's just a typical person. Like, just because he was on a show once doesn't mean he's like forever famous or even like not a normal person. I don't know. That's very disheartening in the faith of the world.
Right. I mean, there's tons of actors out there that are out of work, you know, barely get any work, and so they're struggling. They're doing something else. They have a couple part-time jobs or full-time and a part-time or whatever they might have in between trying to get some gigs.
I mean, did he even say though that he wants to be an actor still? Because maybe he wants to be a teacher.
Yeah, no, he said
Like,
that's the reason why. See, I don't know that he's a full-time teacher. He might be substituting or doing like a college class or something like that, and then doing Trader Joe's part-time. Like, it's kind of like he has two part-time jobs from what I was reading, because he said he does it so it still leaves him time to be able to get some acting gigs here or there.
I don't know. Shame on the world.
Yeah. All
Also,
right.
it's none of their business what he's doing with his life. Just saying.
Well, everybody feels entitled, like, because he was on TV and they feel like they know him, and now, you know, they got to have their own opinion.
Oh, people.
A little bit of geek news here.
Oh, good.
Did you ever watch the series Firefly?
Yes.
Well, they're bringing it back in comic book form now. They are going to have a series written by Greg Pak, who is one of my favorite comic writers. He did World War Hulk. He's doing Mech, or I guess just ended, I think, Mech Cadet U. Now he's going to be doing the new Firefly series. The artist will be McCade, who drew Judge Dredd. I don't know him at all. His art doesn't look that great, but I'm looking forward to it with Greg Pak being the writer of it. And I guess it's going to have all the characters in it, and it's going to focus on their more of the relationship between Mal and Zoe during the it's gonna I guess they'll have some flashbacks maybe, and how they met during the Unification War. I'm not sure if they met there,
Okay.
but I guess they were in the war together, and it says our story will reveal key experiences for Mal and Zoe during the Unification War. Maybe they were separate. I can't
So like
remember.
a
It was so long ago. I don't know if they met at the beginning of the show or they met in the war or what, but it will have like some
they were in the
flashbacks
war
about them.
together.
Right.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they knew each other in the war. I don't remember.
I think they did.
Okay.
But that's interesting. So I guess it's like a prequel to the show because I know they used to do comics for Serenity, which is the movie for Firefly. They used to have Serenity comics.
Well, no, I think, like I said, I think it might have some flashbacks, but all of the main characters are in it, which I know they didn't all know each other at the beginning of episode one. So I think it's a continuation of the show with maybe having some flashbacks as to what happened during the war
So
to
I
help
wonder what
build
the
the relationship.
difference. Yeah. I wonder what the difference between the Firefly comics and the Serenity comics would be. I never read the Serenity comics,
Yeah, I
but
didn't either because
I'm
I feel like
curious.
those came out actually after or before I watched Firefly. I didn't watch
Yeah.
Firefly until semi recently after it was off the air for a decent amount.
Yeah. Yeah, I
So
didn't watch it until a couple of years ago.
is that something you're interested in? Would you be checking out that comic? I know you read them off
I
and
might.
on.
You know, when they come out in graphic novel form, I would definitely use that as one of my free books from Amazon.
Free books from Amazon.
Yeah, with my tattoo.
Oh, gotcha. I'm like, whoa, am I missing out on something? I mean, I know about Hoopla. I've got Hoopla, and I just download all my comics through Hoopla now. Once the
Yeah.
graphic novel's been out for like 6 months, they get pretty much everything, especially DC. They got a lot of DC stuff.
Yeah. It takes me longer to read a comic on Hoopla than it does in real life, though, I find.
that?
I don't know. I think maybe because of all like the zooming in, zooming out, and flipping. I don't know. Like, I feel like it takes me a longer time to read it on Hoopla than it does in. When I have it right in. I also don't like digital books, so maybe I'm a little biased.
Now, what do you, when you read, so you read comics on Hoopla?
Yes.
And what do you read it on? What device?
I think it comes up on my Kindle app.
But on what? On your phone or?
Oh, yeah, on my phone.
Okay. See, I can't do that. When Comixology first came out, I tried it on the phone and I just couldn't do that panel by panel. And we have an
Well, no,
iPad.
you can do it panel by panel, or you can do it full page.
Yeah, but it's so small on your phone.
Right, which is why I like zoom in. I do full
Yeah.
page and I zoom in and then move it around.
That's too small for me. I read them on the iPad now, and I don't do any panels or zoom ins pretty much. Like I leave it on the full page to just so I keep getting that experience. Like that's part of the comic experience is seeing everything at once on the
Right.
full page, so
Well, some people don't have tablets, okay?
Maybe you should get one. Maybe Nicki Minaj should donate you some money.
Maybe. I
All right. I know you like Amanda Bynes.
do.
She returned to Twitter after months of silence.
Oh boy, just
Oh.
months.
Well, she went into rehab and she was having just tons of problems. I think the final straw was the police broke into her house. And she took her drugs and threw it out the window, and then she tried to go out the fire escape or something. I can't remember exactly what happened. They were chasing her and they got her, and
Oh my
they threw
gosh.
her in prison, and then she ended up going into rehab. So
Wow.
now, she's, I guess she's doing okay, and she's back on social media. She posted a picture of herself. And the producer of Hairspray, Neil Marin, which she was in Hairspray when she was younger. But her parents still have her mother's her conservator, which I guess she basically gets to make any kind of legal decisions about Amanda. And that started in 2013, and they just filed to extend that until 2020, which is weird. They said because Amanda's doing so well, they have now extended it to 2020. I figured it would be, oh, she's doing well. She won't. She can go on her own and do make her own decisions now.
Yeah, that is weird. Unless it's something she wants.
True. Well, she still has. I think her mother has no say in finances. Amanda still has control of her own finances, so I'm not sure what everything else that conservator label encompasses, but no. 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 Batman Returns. We were talking about
Like
Ben
the
Affleck.
movie, or you're just saying he's returned?
Ben Affleck has returned back to his house.
Oh,
Just to exercise, apparently. Apparently he regularly leaves the rehab facility, going from one rehab story to the next. Yeah, he leaves it every once in a while to go home and exercise, is what is being said. When he got there, his Playboy model girlfriend that he started seeing right before he went into the rehab was seen there. Her car was seen there. So, just a little update on Ben Affleck. Did you
Maybe that
think?
means he's doing well.
Yeah, I don't. I thought that was weird that he can leave every once in a while to go home to exercise.
I think if you check yourself in, then you have more rain.
Really?
I'm pretty sure, but don't quote me on
I
that.
think. Aren't. I thought you were the only person that could check you in. Like, I thought nobody else can really check you into a rehab. Like, you can't force somebody to go to rehab.
If it's under, I think if you're like, you can be court mandated to go to rehab first. And also, I think you can be put in rehab if it's like you're under somebody's care. So maybe,
Okay,
I
yeah,
don't
that
know.
makes sense.
I don't know if there are any other stipulations. Don't know that much about it.
Okay. I just thought that was interesting. Also, yesterday, Burt Reynolds died at the age of 82. Do you know Burt Reynolds? Do you know of him?
I do know of him.
What, yeah, it was kind of unexpected. He died of cardiac arrest, I guess. His heart just stopped working. What's your favorite movie by Burt Reynolds that he was in? Do you have one?
Only movie I can think of that I saw with him in it, which there are probably more and I just don't know, but the Adam Sandler version of The Longest Yard. I know he was in the original The Longest Yard, but I only saw the Adam Sandler version.
That's what I was gonna
And
say
that was
is
pretty good.
that's what I was gonna say is my favorite movie of his is the original The Longest Yard from like 1974. Yeah, it was good. I like football, and that was a good movie.
Yeah, I liked it. I don't like typically like Adam Sandler, but that was actually a good one. He didn't play his typical like stupid voice character.
Yeah, I was gonna say I didn't see the remake, but I think I might have. It just didn't, it was unmemorable to me, I guess.
Yeah. It might be more memorable to me because it was my first official college activity that I attended. I tried to be social.
What, they had a showing of it?
Yeah, we used to have showings of like movies before they came out, like after they were in the theater, but before they came out on to rent or on DVD.
Okay. All
And that was one of them.
right. And now we go to our regularly occurring segment of reboots. I have four reboots for you this week.
Oh my gosh.
I right. The first one, I'll let you guess. The hint is it's a cartoon from the 90s that I believe you watched.
Rugrats.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, they're going to bring back Rugrats. They've got a 26 episode order from Nickelodeon, and the original creators are coming back. They have not released any air dates yet or casting news, so they haven't said if the original cast will be back or not. That will come in the coming months. They said they'll release that.
So, did they say, is it going to be like Rugrats, like baby Rugrats? Because they had Rugrats all grown up
Right,
when they were like in middle school or something.
yeah, I think it's back to the original, the baby Rugrats.
Interesting. They reversed age, like Benjamin Button.
The order also includes a movie that they're going to do. So they've been ordered for 26 episodes and a movie.
I'm pretty sure I saw Rugrats in Paris in the movie theater. I wasn't even that big of a Rugrats fan, honestly.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I wasn't. I mean, I watched it, but I'm more we my our youngest brother and I would watch it before school because there was like a time period bef like after our mom left for work and before we had to leave to catch the bus and Rugrats was on, so we'd watch like a 15-minute episode of Rugrats and then leave for the bus stop.
If I didn't have anybody there to make sure I got to the bus, I'd probably be late quite a few times.
Well, I'm a rule follower and don't like being late, so
True, very true. Will you be watching the new Rugrats series?
I would probably give it a try if I had that channel, but I don't. But
Don't have Nickelodeon.
I do not. I don't have any kids' channels, which is very sad because I work with kids and I can't keep up on their shows.
That's weird. I thought Nickelodeon came with like standard cable now.
No. Nope.
All right, next reboot. It's a movie from the 80s.
16 Candles.
No. The actor that was in it is Steve Guttenberg.
That name sounds familiar, but I don't know who it is.
The movie is Police Academy.
Okay.
They're going to remake Police Academy. And I say, why?
Wait, is Steve Guttenberg, is he the one from Mr. Mom?
The main guy from Mr. Mom was Michael Keaton.
Oh, okay. I love Michael Keaton. But is Steve Guttenberg is the one who looks like Michael Keaton, right?
I don't think he does at all.
Okay. Well, then I don't know who he is. There's this one guy who looks like, okay, never mind. Go on.
That was pretty much it for me. I don't see why they're remaking it. They had, what did they have? Four police academies. They did enough of it. It was funny. I enjoyed the first two probably, and then I didn't enjoy three or four really, and that's just something that doesn't really need done again. It was great in its time. It had the right actors for the right movie at the right time. But I think it's worn out its day. It doesn't need to come back.
Yeah. Oh, I know him from Three Men and a Baby, and It Takes Two. I like him.
All right.
I never saw Police Academy, though. Any
You
of them.
haven't?
Aren't there like 16?
I don't.
No.
I think there's four. I'm not sure. There could be more. I
I'm
look.
weird with. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I'm weird with movies because I like movies from the 40s and the 50s and then the 90s and up. But anything in between the 50s and the 90s, I'm not a big fan of.
Oh, the 80s had some good movies.
I don't know. I'm not a huge fan of any of
The
them that I've seen.
'80s had those like Police Academy had those like quirky good comedies, and it's also known for the romances, which I didn't really care much for, but
Yeah.
no.
Well, I mean, Mr. Mom, I think, was the 80s,
Yeah,
maybe.
that was really
And I did
well.
like
That
that one.
anything Michael Keaton, I'll watch. I love it all.
Yeah.
Next reboot, a cartoon from the 80s.
A
Anything?
cartoon from the 80s.
Yeah.
He-Man.
No, I wish, but no. They had stuffed animals.
Care Bears.
Yes, Care Bears, very good.
Yes.
They're bringing back Care Bears. It was announced Boomerang will bring it back, and apparently it's not even going to be on TV. It's going to be specifically for their streaming service, their app, where you have to subscribe to it because everybody
My gosh,
has one now.
everybody has one.
Yeah, we should make one. We should just put
We
the
should.
weirdest crap we find and just say, "Here you go. It's only $5 a month." That's what everybody says. It's $5 a month. That's only 16 cents a day. Just think.
Yes.
On top of all your other
And the
stupid
shows can be like,
subscriptions.
the shows can be like, watch what Athena does when Danielle's away at work.
You get a live stream of her dog on the
Yes.
webcam.
Oh man.
Did you watch Care
I
Bears?
feel I don't think I really did. I think I missed that boat. But so if it's on Boomerang, they're not like redoing it, they're just bringing it back, right?
It's not the old episodes, it's gonna be new episodes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're making new episodes.
I feel like they already reboot that though, also like in the early 2000s or something.
Yeah, I think they did, but I didn't see anything about that in an article. But I do believe that it was brought back once already.
Yeah.
Maybe just for movies. Maybe they just did like TV movies or something.
Maybe.
And the last one is a TV show from the 90s that I think our mom watched.
TV show from the 90s that our mom watched. I
Had
have no idea.
a couple famous actors go on from that.
I do not know what our mom watched in the 90s. I know she watched what's that murder show with Angela Lansbury, but I feel like that
Oh,
was not,
Murder, She Wrote. Yeah, that wasn't the
yeah, that.
90s.
I have no idea what else she wrote. Matlock.
No, I don't think that was 90s either.
I don't think so either, but those are the only shows I know she watched.
Party of Five is going to be brought back. It was just
Okay.
ordered for a pilot. What it was is these kids had Mexican parents. I can't remember how many kids there were. I guess five. Party of Five. There were five kids. And their parents were from
Wouldn't it be
Mexico.
funny if they were like six or eight? Like,
Hold on,
Party of
let me
Five?
fact check this
Oh,
one. It turns out
we
they were 18.
miscounted. Oh, the deal was they always went to a restaurant and got a table for five, but there were seven of them. So they were like the first five to the table get to eat. And that's how every show began.
They got to
Party
run
of
in real quick. I'm
Five?
here for the party of five right over there.
Yeah.
Ah, nuts. It's full already.
Or it was like a group of 10 friends, but only five of them would be on a show at a time. So you're like, at the beginning, it's like Greg, Jan, Selena, Billy, and Dave. And you're like, oh man, I was watching for Angie
What kind of name
next
is
week.
Jan?
A normal name?
Jan?
Yeah, like Jan. You've never heard of that name?
Don't think I've ever met a Jan before.
I've met a couple of Jans. Have you seriously?
Not
You've never heard of that name before?
that I could think of, no. I've met a Jen. I don't know. Not a Jan.
That's really funny to me. I don't know why, but it is. I
I'll...
just feel like that's a fairly common name.
My name's Jan. They call me Grape because I'm like grape jam.
Not with
I
an
know,
M,
but it's close. I'm Jan, but they call me Grape Jam.
Oh, man.
yeah, so we've had Matthew Fox, Scott Wolf, Neve Campbell. They were all people that have gone on to do other things. Jennifer Love Hewitt. They were all in Party of Five. But the new one, I guess the old one, the parents died in a car crash. Whereas the
Like
new one,
all of their parents, or like they were siblings?
they were all siblings.
Oh, that's sad.
And
I
so
mean, either way,
they.
it would be super sad. Just to clarify.
So they had to raise themselves. It says Matthew Fox, I guess, was the oldest one. His character was 24 at the beginning of the show, and so he kind of was the father, I guess. He helped raise everybody. They all, one was 24, one was 16, one was 15, one was 11, one was I don't know. Anyway, the new.
I did not know that that's what that show was about.
What did you think it
I've
was
heard of it
about?
before. I always thought it was like a Dawson's Creek kind of show. I don't know. Apparently not.
No, it was not. They were all siblings. So if there was any romance going on between them, it was a little risque.
Oh, anyway.
So the new spin on the new one that is coming out is going to be that their Mexican parents, have been deported. They're trying to come up to current times now, and they're going to have to live on their own now with their parents being deported.
Fascinating.
Yeah, so it's basically the same exact story because it's going to be five kids having to raise themselves because their parents aren't there, except for a little
Right.
less. I feel a little less sad because their parents are actually alive. They're just across the border and they're not
Right.
dead.
I mean, still hard,
Right.
but not as depressing.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. And that's all I have. Do you have anything else?
I did find something kind of fascinating. Not funny, because I have a different story for our funny,
Okay.
but while I was looking for a funny article, I ran into this and I thought it was kind of funny, but also a little fascinating. So there was a romance novel writer has been arrested in Oregon for allegedly killing her husband.
Okay.
So she wrote books. The police have not yet said like why she was arrested. I mean, obviously they think she killed him, but like why she was a suspect, I mean.
Oh, okay.
But like her and it's months after he died. So apparently she allegedly shot him. And then had a vigil for him, spoke about him, tweeted about it, and now she's been arrested for actually killing him. But her romance novels aren't like titled The Best Love or something like that. They're titled The Wrong Cop, The Wrong Lover, The Wrong Husband.
Those are all
And like
different titles, or that's the same the one title.
they're all different titles. So like they show a picture of like the wrong husband, and then the the tagline is "Wrong never felt so right." And I'm like, well, I can see why she was
She was trying to live out her stories.
now. Oh man. Oh boy,
That was a
so
good one.
weird. Also, they show a picture of her husband and he's holding a rooster.
Do they live on a farm, I guess?
I guess. He's a chef, so it must be like he's gonna cook the rooster. I don't know, that's kind of really sad.
It's right before he cuts off the rooster's head. It's a before picture. They didn't show
Or an
the
after picture.
after.
But like it's so he's a chef and he's wearing his chef hat and he's holding this rooster who might be dead. We don't know because it's a picture. And we're not in Harry Potter land where the picture moves. But it, underneath it just says an updated photo of the guy's name who was killed in Oregon. Oh, killed at the Oregon Culinary Institute. So like maybe this was his before picture of the rooster killed him before he could get to the rooster.
They're looking
Doesn't
at the
feel
wrong
bad.
people for suspects.
They shouldn't even be looking at people.
Have they questioned the rooster? Okay, well, now it's time for the standoff. All right, Danielle, standoff time. Why don't you go ahead
Oh.
first? Ladies first.
Okay. First, before I give you my funny article, I want to clarify that it is very sad that that man died. And I don't mean to make fun of it, but it's just funny how he died, how he possibly died. Okay. That's all. Okay. The article I found is that a mar seafood market in Kuwait has been shut down after workers were found putting googly eyes on their fish to make them look fresher. So there's even a picture included. It's great. A pre-googly eye and post-googly eye. But I guess a man saw this because, well, first of all, how do you not notice a googly eye on a fish? But also one of the googly eyes had slid was like sliding off. And so like there's so like the eyes are disgusting and yellow, so I don't really know what a dead fish's eyes look like, but I would not eat it, even if I did eat fish. But like it just looks hilarious with a googly eye on it. Like how would you not know that there was a googly eye on the fish? Like how did they even think that that was going to be like, yeah, it looks like a fresh fish. Its eye is still moving around when I pick it up. It's
Yeah, well, that'd be a little creepy.
really alive, guys. Yeah, so they are no longer in business.
Now, I'm guessing that's just because, I mean, I don't see anything wrong with that other than the fact if somebody doesn't know, they could end up eating that plastic eye. But then again, who's eating the head of the fish, so.
Well, I feel like people do eat fish heads.
Well, that okay, so if they do, I don't know who does, but if they do, I guess that's probably why they're shut down, right? I mean, there's nothing, as long as they advertise their fish comes with googly eyes on it, I don't see anything wrong with that, right?
I guess.
It's not there. I mean, there's no health concern.
I
It's
mean,
still the regular fish, just with a googly eye put on it.
yeah, but it's like not f fresh anymore. Like they're probably like gross, like have been there for days or something.
So they were really old and they were trying to make them look like they weren't.
I think so.
I thought they were just taking just a normal fish that you go to buy at the store and trying to make it look fresh or not like
Oh
not not a
no.
not a fish you're not supposed to sell.
No, it's like a seafood market. So
Right.
it's like people who like go fishing and then sell their fish at the market. And like I guess maybe they went fishing the week before and missed the market. So well, I don't know.
They had
It's
some
like
leftovers
a store,
stashed.
but yeah. It's like a store, obviously, because it says I don't know. I don't know. I have no idea, but it doesn't give us that much information about it. It just, I think, is hilarious. But it also says in the article that the another fish shop in Kuwait was accused earlier this year of putting nails in their fish to increase their weight. Because you guys, I guess you like buy fish by the pound.
Yeah.
But rival fish markets took to Twitter, it says, after news spread announcing they only sell fish, quote, without cosmetic surgery, unquote. I don't know, like, I don't eat fish, but would you ever buy fish at a store that sold fish with googly eyes glued to their eyeballs?
I guess not. Now after I put it in context and realize why, yeah, no, that's not gonna happen.
Yeah, I so weird. Like, I don't buy whole chickens either, but I would never buy a chicken from somebody who glued googly eyes onto it. Like, oh man. So that's my beautiful article. You guys should look it up because it's pretty funny to see the pictures.
I did. I looked it up and saw it. It's funny. You gotta look it up. All
Right,
right.
let's hear yours.
Here's mine. There was a burglary at the Clean Soles shoe shop in Roanoke, Virginia, last Saturday. A 21-year-old employee is quoted as saying it almost looked normal, except for some shoes missing off the counter and shelf. So what happened is they lost about eight shoes. All eight shoes that were stolen were shoes that were on display, meaning
Please,
the
meaning
person
they only
that's
got one shoe.
they got the all right shoes. So, someone is trying to offload a selection of right shoes only. And to make this even.
The thief is somebody who only has a right foot.
He's God bless him with two right feet.
Or he just has an amputated leg, man. Because in the past he's tried to steal both shoes and he got caught and his leg got amped. I
This is in Virginia. It's not in like
don't
Kuwait.
know. This is a future movie, guys.
The funny thing is, even funnier, is this also happened earlier. It happened in July. Same thing. Some robber came in and stole several right-footed shoes, and
I was hoping it was first.
the police charged that crime to a 17-year-old. So, I don't think this is the same person. So we got two people in a row that have now gone into the store, the same exact store, and stolen right feet, right shoes.
It's the right-footed thieves society. Maybe they're like Robin Hoods and they like steal right foot shoes to give to the poor people who only have one right leg and foot.
Yeah, that's probably it.
That's it. I feel like that's it. It's the right-footed Robin Hoods, the RFRHs. Look them up. It's a real thing. It's not.
Fake news. All right. This is a tough one. I don't know. Are you swaying one way or the other for the stories?
I'm not. I like them both.
Well, then, I think for the first time, we have a double winner, you and I.
Yay! Oh, they're like really excited.
Oh, they were. They were so excited about this one because two people won.
Either that or they're like, now I know I can just steal right footage.
Someone out there is thinking, all right, how am I going to get all the left-footed shoes now? I'll
Oh
sell them
man.
to the robber that stole the right-footed shoes.
Oh my gosh, I figured it out. Maybe it's somebody who started burning their Nike gear, and after they threw in the right shoes, they're like, oh, this was a mistake. So now they just have left-footed Nike shoes and they need shoes to pair with them.
They
That's
should
it.
look into that.
And so they got in touch with the RFRH and they stole them shoes for them.
I didn't mean to burn my Nike right shoes.
I was trying, maybe they're like OCD, and they're like, I was just going to burn all the right ones and then all the left ones. But by the time I got to the left ones, I realized what a mistake it was.
All
Oh, man.
right, well,
Yeah.
It's somebody's birthday out there, so let's take a moment and figure out whose birthday it is and let everybody know.
Okie dokie.
Yay!
Happy birthday!
Aw, thanks. How'd you know?
You're welcome. It's a little early, but...
Just a tiny bit.
So let's find out whose birthday it really is.
Okie dokie. So there aren't many today. I mean, I'm sure there are tons of birthdays, but
no,
not many
not,
people that I know.
If they're not published and you don't know them, then it doesn't count.
I'm sorry to anybody who has a birthday today. Evan Rachel Wood, it's her birthday today. She is currently a main character on the HBO show Westworld.
Okay.
And she was also in the movie 13 and The Ides of March. I know her just from Westworld.
What's the movie 13?
13 is an older movie. I don't know much about it. I just have heard of it. It's about two girls. A 13-year-old girl's relationship with her mother is put to the test as she discovers drugs, sex, and petty crime in the company of her cool but troubled best friend.
Huh. I see she was...
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I see she was in The Wrestler as well with Mickey Rourke.
Oh.
I think she was the daughter. That was a very good movie.
Yeah. So it is her 31st birthday today.
Oh, wow. Young.
And next is Shannon Elizabeth, who I don't know anything she's in, but I figured I'd mention her because she is Nadia in American Pie. And I know you like the American Pie movies.
Yeah, she was the one, she stripped down in the first one, and
oh boy,
yeah, her and the one guy were going to get intimate. She strips down to start, and well, he's a little early, so
oh my gosh. And with that,
and she's coming to Pittsburgh. She's going to be at the Steel City Con.
Oh, there you go. You can wish her a belated birthday.
Yeah, you can go meet her.
It is also Toby Jones's birthday, who I feel like is one of those actors, this is going to be really mean, but I feel like he's one of those actors that is in a lot of things and has a very recognizable face, but never plays like a main character. He was in Jurassic World, both, the Fallen Kingdom and, whatever the other one was called. But he plays Mr. Eversoll. He was also in Captain America Winter Soldier. He was Dr. Amsoll. I think that's what it says. Dr. Aaron Azola.
What's his name? Toby what?
Jones. Toby Jones. He was also in The Hunger Games.
Oh, he's got the weird looking head.
I suppose. And I mean, he's been in a lot of movies. Like, he was in Harry Potter. He was the voice of Dobby for Harry Potter fans, which leads me into my next birthday is another Harry Potter birthday. Oops. I just clicked away so I can see his name. But it is Creevy, Colin Creevy from Harry Potter, who was a very small character. He was in Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets. And his name... I just lost it. Oh, no. I'm so sorry, Colin Creevy. There he is. His name is Hugh Mitchell. And he plays like the little kid in Chamber of Secrets, and now he's 29. So happy birthday, Hugh Mitchell. You're
Happy birthday.
Harry Potter fans. And that is all I got today.
Happy birthday to all those people, and I guess anybody else that's celebrating a birthday today, too.
Yeah.
Night. It's movie time. Time to take a look at how everything fared last weekend in the box office. Now, it was a 3-day weekend. We had Monday for Labor Day, so things did a little bit better than if it was just a 2-day. I looked at the 2-day results and they were not very good. They would have been the second lowest of the year, but that extra day off boosted it up. Number one, still, Crazy Rich Asians bringing in $28 million. That's at a total
Yeah.
of 117 million.
The hype is still up for that. So
Yeah.
that doesn't surprise me.
There haven't been any real big movies coming out since it's been out. It's been out its third week now, so. Number two still, The Meg, $13.8 million. That's at 123 million. Number three, bumped up to number three. It was four. Now this weekend it was number three. Mission Impossible Fallout, 9 million. That's 206 million total. Number four is a new movie that came out last weekend. We talked about Operation Finale. That's the
Is
where
that
they,
the Hitler movie?
where they get the Nazi guy that started the Holocaust camps. That brought in
Yeah.
$7.8 million. Number five, we talked about Searching, brought in $7.6 million. Six, Disney's Christopher Robin, $7.2 million. Number seven, Alpha. A lot of these are the same from last weekend. Seven, Alpha, 6 million. Eight, BlacKkKlansman, 5.6 million. The big one that dropped, it was number three on its opening weekend. Now it fell to number nine, The Happy Time Murders, down to 5.3 million.
Yeah, that didn't do very well at all.
No, it only brought in, it's been out 2 weeks, it's brought in 18 million.
Yeah.
And number two, we have, or number 10, sorry. Number 10, we have Mile 22, 4.8 million. So the other movie we talked about last weekend that opened was Kin. And that opened at number 12, 3.8 million. Not very good.
Yeah, I know.
All right, but coming out this weekend, we have three movies. The first one is called Peppermint. Have you seen anything
Oh,
for this
yeah.
one yet?
Yes, I have. It looks pretty good, but it also looks like a typical, like action star movie. Only like I feel like it's usually a guy in Jennifer Garner's role.
Right. So Jennifer Garner's
So
in
that's kind of
this, and she says she's got a husband and a daughter, and her daughter's full of peppermint. And what happens is at the beginning of the movie, they're at like a carnivore amusement park, and members of a Mexican cartel drive by and kill her husband and her daughter. And seriously injure her, and she's in I believe she's in a coma. She wakes up, finds out her husband and daughter were killed. She fights to get these members of the cartel that were in the car that shot in jail. She points them out. She knows exactly who they are, does everything she can, can't get them into jail because they're part of the Mexican cartel, so they buy everybody off. One guy even enters her house and pays her off, tries to pay her off to say, "Oh, you don't remember any of this. You don't remember who killed you or anything, or who killed your husband and daughter." So what she does, she goes into hiding, and when she comes out, she's a BA. She can kick anybody's butt, and she starts going after the Mexican cartel. It's actually, like you said, it surprisingly looked pretty decent. I wasn't expecting it to. I thought it sounded pretty typical, but when I watched the trailer, I was impressed. It's something I don't think I'm going to the movie theater to see it, but it was something that actually seemed interesting. It actually looked like almost like a female Batman that murders people.
Right.
So I don't know why they didn't stick with that tagline to bring
I mean,
people
that would have
in.
been perfect. Female
Yeah.
Batman who murders people.
Jennifer
Peppermint.
Gardner plays female Batman that murders.
Oh man.
So I got a
Yeah.
little. Oh, God. You there?
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
I don't know. I was just gonna say, yeah, it looks good. I would not go see it just because I don't go to see many movies, but I would definitely watch it.
Right, same here. Now, here's a little clip from the trailer.
Coincidence that makes this area low crime. It is low crime because of her.
Somebody's doing something. Find her. You have to burn the city down.
Watching someone take everything from you, it turns you into somebody else.
Social media is lit up with support for her. She's a multiple homicide suspect. Not to them, she's not.
Yeah, lots of gun violence and her kicking people's butts.
Typical action movie.
Yep. All
Without the female lead.
right. Right. And that's what a lot of movies are doing now. They're trying to get that female lead in there ever since
Yeah.
all those Sony emails came out. All right, another one with a female lead is God Bless the Broken Road. This is a story about a young mother who loses her husband in Afghanistan, and she's now struggling to raise her young daughter in his absence.
I have not heard of that one.
It's looks pretty good. It's about her faith and like I said, trying to raise her daughter now without the husband who died in the war. So
Yeah.
she's got to rely on her faith and help.
Any known actors?
Nobody that struck anything to me. It says Andrew Walker, Arthur Cartwright, Gary Grubbs, Jordan Sparks. Jordan Sparks is in it.
Oh.
Oh, here's one. I didn't see that. LaDainian Tomlinson. He was a running back for the San Diego Chargers.
I was gonna say that's not a known actor, but
No, no.
it's
No, I think
a
that's why I didn't
known
recognize
person.
it when I first read through the list. So, I mean, I'm sure it's probably not going to make too much money because it's got the faith involved in it, but it sounds and looks like a decent movie, not your typical, here, let's put some Christianity into a movie.
Right. Interesting.
And the last one that's coming out into the theaters is called The Nun. This is a spin-off of 2016's The Conjuring Part 2. It's a nun in Romania that takes her own life, and a priest is now haunted by her. I don't really have to get into details on this one, do I?
No, no. Other than I feel like a lot of people are going to be rooting for the nun in this movie.
Why is that?
With all of this,
Oh, all the stuff out about the
bad stuff
priest
going
now.
on. Yeah. They're going to be in the movie theater being like, yeah, you haunt him.
You go for every nun that's out, or for every priest that was out there that was bad. All
Oh man. Not really a big
Netflix.
movie weekend again, though.
No, Peppermint's probably the one that's going to do the best out of all those. We'll
Yeah.
see how well it does. I don't know. If they advertise it and get that trailer out there, I think it'll do better than if not, just because it does, like we both said, we were surprised it looks better than we thought it would.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it is a huge weekend. I can see, I can use that word. It's a huge weekend for Netflix for their movies. They got three movies coming out. One is called The Most Assassinated Woman in the World, and it is a foreign film. I don't usually mention foreign films, but this one actually looked half decent. I'm not going to watch it just because I don't do subtitles, but it takes place back in, I don't even know. I'm guessing the mid 1900s, like 1950, right? Somewhere in the 50s or something, when TV's starting to come out and get big, or movies. And I guess earlier, when movies were coming out. And it's this lady that does this theater performance every night where she's plays this victim that ends up getting murdered. And it's people love going to this theater to see her get murdered. And so they start, you know, the movies are coming out, so they're starting to lose business. So they start making it more and more realistic, and they start, people come in and they're wearing tarps because when they slit her throat, blood's going to squirt everywhere into the crowd.
Wait, is this based off of a true story?
I don't know.
Because that's pretty sick. Like, sick in a bad way, not sick in a good way.
Yeah, it's creepy, but it looks just interesting enough. And they think that people are... This theater performance is grooming murderers to be. And just goes off on there. Like I said, I don't do subtitles, so I couldn't pay 100% attention to the trailer, but...
Yeah. Yeah, if they take the route that they're catering to murderous characteristics in people, then psychologically that would be a great movie. I would definitely watch it. But if it's just like a story about this happening, not that interested.
Yeah, well, I think that's what made it a little interesting to me, is it seemed like it's not just a story about her being murdered every day, fake murdered every day. It starts going into the psychological views of it.
Yeah. I'll have to check out a trailer, definitely.
Another movie we have coming out is... Let's see here. Where is it? Syria Burgess is a Loser. Have you heard about this one?
Yes, I actually added that to my watch list.
Oh. So I'm looking, I'm like, all right, what's this going to be about? And as soon as the trailer starts, I'm like, all right, this already looks dumb to me, but I'll finish watching it. And I was pretty impressed. So it's this, it's high school kids. This girl who people view as unattractive. She's a little heavier set. And she gets a text from this real popular handsome boy, and he texts her back, and for some reason he thinks that she is the popular cheerleader in the school. And so she keeps this up, texting back and forth and sending him notes and stuff without him really knowing who she actually is. And so she doesn't get along with the popular cheerleader, of course, and she recruits the popular cheerleader. Hey, I know you're failing your classes. Let's make a deal. I'm going to help you out, pass your classes. You're going to help me out, so I can talk to this boy and do like a video chat with him, so he believes that it's actually you, even though it's not.
It's like a typical teenage movie, but sometimes I like those when I don't want to think.
But yeah, I mean... It seemed to me it was a little more interesting than your typical teenage movie. I don't know what it was about it, but it gave me a little more of an interest.
Yeah.
All right, here, I'll play a little clip of the trailer for you on that one. Syria Burgess is a Loser.
Go to Stanford.
Yes, I almost got a perfect score on my SATs.
You're a good student. But Sierra, what's your set?
Excuse me?
Sierra Burgess is. Funny.
Kid Wonder.
Sierra Burgess is a loser. You are a magnificent beast.
So that's her in school. She's real smart and everything. But obviously not popular.
Yeah.
And that's not actually the clip I wanted to play. So here's the other clip I wanted to play.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it does that to me because I'll save the clip. And then when I go to hit play, it reboots the whole shower again.
Right.
So here we go.
Veronica. Frodo is from Lord of the Rings. You're thinking of Quasimodo, the Hunchback of Notre Dame?
It meant looking at you makes me want to gouge my eyes out.
All right. Just showing she's a little bit of a nerd, too.
Mm-hmm.
And that was her first interaction in the trailer with that Veronica girl before she ended up being able to help her out.
Right.
Okay. So that's on your watch list. You're interested in seeing that?
It is, yes.
Okay. And the next one is called Next Gen. Did you see this? The trailer for this?
No.
This is Netflix's first attempt at making a children's movie in the vein of like a Disney Pixar kind of movie.
Oh, okay.
It's about this girl. It's about this girl's friendship with a robot.
Oh, I think she seen the trailer for this.
Yeah, she doesn't like robots at all, but then she ends up befriending a robot.
Yes. It looks pretty good.
Yeah, it actually looks decent, though.
I remember watching the trailer because I was like, oh, this looks good. And then I was like, I will never watch it because I thought it was a TV show that they were doing. But then when I saw it was a movie, I was like, oh, cool. I can get into that. Like a TV show is so much commitment.
Yeah. No, you're right.
But a movie I could do.
Maybe you could get the whole story and it's done in like an hour and a half.
Yeah. Yeah. So I will definitely watch that too. Eventually.
All right. I showed the trailer to my kids, and one said it seemed interesting, the other one did not, so I'll probably end up watching it with the one at least.
Yeah, the older one?
Yeah, my older daughter said it was interesting.
That's what I figured.
Here's a little clip of that trailer. I think I got it queued here.
Hello. Maybe we could try and be friends.
You're gonna stay here tonight. Not you, Momo.
I need that. Judging me, bro.
You being here is like the best thing that happened to me. Why would you put weapons in a robot?
Something terrible is about to happen.
So it's a robot, has weapons in it. The girl didn't like robots. She befriends a robot. Now they're best friends. Your typical girl falls in love with robot story to be friends.
It sounds...
I'm just kidding.
I was going to say, I don't know if I've ever... heard that story before, but it's almost seems like a Baymax, or I mean Baymax, a Big Hero 6 meets Wall-E. Maybe a little less Wall-E, but more a lot of Big Hero 6 qualities.
Yeah, it does seem like that. You're right.
I didn't know that you've ever seen either one of those movies.
I have not seen either one of them, just from what I know.
But it sounds like it is a mix.
It's a remix.
You will not like Wall-E because you don't like movies that don't have words or have subtitles. But I really recommend Big Hero 6. It was really good.
Yeah, we talked about Wall-E and gosh, it was episode one, I guess.
Yeah.
About the robot that's coming out. So, yeah, you know how I feel about that. Big Hero 6, I don't know. I would see, but it's not anything I'm going to pursue.
Yeah. It was good, though. It's a good movie. It's because it's got that brother-brother love bond. I always like...
Oh, okay.
I like movies with a good sibling bond.
Okay.
Because I don't like my siblings, so I like to live through other stories.
See what it would be like. All right, that's a wrap up for the movies. Now we're moving on to word or story. Okay, it's everybody's favorite segment. Guessing. Word or story?
Oh, is it your favorite segment?
I don't know. I enjoy it. I enjoy them all, though.
Oh man. Okay.
Bring it on. I like the ones where you talk more than me.
Oh, okay. About nothing.
That's fun. All right. You ready for your five words?
I'm ready. Which reminds me, not reminds me, but you know, maybe I should come up with the words next week and you have to do the word of the story.
Oh gosh, nobody wants to hear that. With what?
I said all this pressure on me.
Yeah, nobody wants to hear me. I talk enough.
Not true. Go ahead.
All right, word number one, pony.
My Little Pony.
Were you a fan?
I never watched anything My Little Pony, but it's starting to slow down, but it was really big last year with the kiddos that I work with. So I know a lot of the horses' names, ponies' names, and I've played My Little Ponies, but never saw it.
Nice. All right. Word number two, Abe.
Lincoln.
All right. What number president was he?
16.
Nice. All right. Number three, Imperial Units.
What? First of all, that's two words. Just say.
Well, sometimes I do too. It might be like a phrase I give you or something, and you come up with the word or the story.
Well, my word is what? The first word that comes to my mind is guard, because I think imperial and think imperial guards. But imperial guards. But I've got nothing. I don't know what an imperial unit is.
Oh, okay. I was wondering what was so funny. Okay.
No idea what it is.
It's a standard unit of measurement we use, like inches, yards, liter, or not liters, we don't use liters, gallons, quarts, all that stuff.
I am not that smart to know that.
All right.
You all know how dumb I am.
The truth comes out.
But I know that Abe Lincoln was 16.
You did. That's good. See, that's why I don't want to play this game, because I don't want people to know how dumb I am.
Well, see, the funny thing is, I hate history, but love math.
And you got the history one right.
And the math one wrong. So, I have no idea.
All right, number four. Tin.
Can.
All right. And number five, bucket.
List.
Oh, you want somewhere different there. Do you have a bucket list?
I already did a tin can. I couldn't do just a regular bucket. There are no words. A bucket is a bucket. Like, you can't add a word onto that for it to be a bucket. I guess so. I don't literally have any formed list, but I have things that I'd like to do in my life. Not necessarily like if I found out I was going to die, these are all the things I would do straight away. But I have things that I would like to do, yes.
Is there one thing you can give us on that list?
I really want to go skydiving.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. That's
what I used to want to, but that urge has left.
Oh, boy. When did that leave you? Because I better get it in before that urge.
I don't know. I just now realized that. I was going to say, yeah, me too. But then I thought about it for a second. I was like, I don't really care anymore.
Yeah. Maybe when you start having kids.
Maybe. That could be.
I actually have plans to go skydiving, though.
Oh, wow.
My friend wants to go skydiving. But there's actually a weight limit to skydive. So it's going to be like her reward to herself when she loses some weight. What? So when she loses the weight, we get to go skydiving. I'm super excited. So, like, tentative for a year from now is the date.
Huh. Good thing I don't want to go anymore. I don't know if I'd be able to make it then or not.
Yeah, super exciting.
Good, good. I'm glad. You'll have to tell me when it happens.
Yeah.
I'll be there to film your death.
thank you.
But do you know yet? Are you gonna do like tandem with a trainer, like or whatever?
Yeah, so whatever you call them. Unless you get certified.
Oh, okay.
Skydiving's expensive as it is, so yeah, you have to tandem unless you've gone through like courses and get certified in skydiving.
Cool.
But yeah, I'm super pumped. I told her, like, you might have to drive because I might just be like so pumped with adrenaline while like on the way there. But then she was like, if I drive, we'll never make it there because I might just turn around. And I was like, never mind, I'll drive. Or maybe we'll Uber. Yeah, I'm a secret adrenaline junkie. I love it. I love getting nervous for roller coasters, and I love that like bunched up feeling that you feel like you're like gonna explode. Cause you know, that also sounds like I'm a little suicidal, but I'm not.
I like to be just right on the verge of death.
Yeah. No, I don't like feeling like I'm gonna die. I just like the feeling of adrenaline. So yeah. Do you have a bucket list?
No. Like you, I don't know if there's anything I want to do. I kind of, things like that just pop up. Like that motorcycle ride I did where I got to ride on the back of a motorcycle with an actual professional rider and before the race. That was awesome. But that was, I just found out about it. I'm like, oh yeah, that sounds cool. If I knew about that, that's something I would have wanted to do. But you know, there's two places I definitely would like to see. I would like to go to Egypt, but that's not happening anytime soon with how things are over there. And I would like to go to Crater Lake, Oregon, because I think that's so awesome that there's a lake inside of a volcano and it's a national park and you can go there and camp and fish. So,
well, you know, if I move to Seattle, you can come, and I'm guessing it's not that far away. I mean, it's pretty far, but less, not as far as Pennsylvania to Oregon.
So. Yeah, that'll work. Cool.
Yeah. I did not know that. You want to go see Crater Lake?
Yeah, I found out about that place in school, and I don't even remember what grade, and I was, from the very beginning, I'm like, that is so awesome. And it's like naturally warm because it's in a volcano.
Yeah. And it seems like I feel like that's a feasible thing. Like,
right. It's all the way across the country from me.
Yeah, but you can plan that. Like, you don't need a passport yet to get there. Like, my travel ambitions are a little less feasible. I would like to visit each continent. Like, one place on each continent. I've only been to 2 continents.
See, to me, that's something that's cool. Yeah, I would like to do that, but it's not necessarily anything I've thought of, because it's something I think, like, realistically, I'm never going to do that. I don't care that much that I'm going to make sure I do it.
Yeah.
So you're going to go visit Antarctica?
I totally would if the opportunity presented itself.
All right.
But, like I said, not really a feasible ambition. Yeah. Just something I'd like to do. I don't even have like specific countries in the well, I guess maybe I do. Like, I would pick China for Asia. Because I would want to visit the Panda Reservation.
You said you've done 2 so far, right?
Yeah. Well, so I live in one, and then I've been to Europe.
I was going to say, obviously, North America and Europe.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. Well, Okay, this is going to be me being stupid again. Because it's like North America, South America. Central America is not a continent, right? It's just part of North America? Or is that its own continent?
No, I don't think it's a continent.
I didn't think so. Because I was going to say, I've been to Central America. But I didn't think that counted. Okay. It counts to me, but it doesn't count as a continent.
I mean, maybe I'll be proven wrong, but I don't believe it's a continent now.
Yeah.
I don't know where the
we're really split, smart.
I don't know where the split lies between North and South America. I don't know. I'll have to look that up.
Panama, I would imagine.
I was thinking the southern Mexico border, but I don't know.
We're super smart, guys. We're super... Well, if it's... It can't be the Mexico border, because then I would have been to South America. Because then that would be most countries of Latin America... Of Central America.
True.
We're super smart.
I just brought up continents while you were talking, and North America is one continent, which includes Central America.
Okay. See?
So you've got North America.
Super smart.
See, I thought, because I was counting in my head, I'm like, Central America would not, that would make 8. So
yeah. Yeah.
You got North America, South America, Antarctica, Europe, Asia, Africa, Australia.
Yeah. Cool.
7 continents, 7 seas.
Yeah.
All right. What is the last purchase that you made?
I paid for parking.
Ooh, excited.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
What was your last purchase?
Just in case you asked, I had to check real quick because I haven't made one in a little while, but then I remembered I think I made one on Amazon a couple of days ago. So I checked my past history, and I did. I bought a...
Did you buy me something?
Yeah, I can't tell you what I bought.
Yes!
No, I bought a Wonder Woman winter coat for my youngest daughter.
The one from Target? I was just at Target, and they had one, and I was thinking of you, and, well, not thinking of you, I was thinking of your daughter, and I was going to text you, so, with a picture of it, because I was going to be like, you guys should go to Target to buy this.
No, but it was actually because we saw that one. We were online on Target's app, saw that Wonder Woman coat, and then
it's
I almost like
the
price. I know, it's pretty cool. And I like the price compare, so I checked Amazon real quick, and they had a different one that was mostly blue with the red and the symbol, and the hood has like the crown on it.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, the tiara. So it was like a costume winter coat kind of.
Right.
And so she actually, we got her last year, it was on clearance at the end of winter, was a Wonder Woman snow, what do you call it, snow overall, snow bib,
yeah,
like a snow suit.
Yeah, snow
so
suit.
So we got
would
that.
Be what normal people would call it.
Well, I'm not normal. So we got her that for this and a size for this coming year. So neither coat really went with it too much better, so we let her choose which coat she wanted, and she picked that Amazon one, the blue one that looked like a costume kind of.
Yeah, her uncle would be proud because the Target one has one side is like all blue with white stars.
Right.
And our youngest brother just told me that he hates Wonder Woman stuff that have all blue with white stars because the only place that is on Wonder Woman's costume is her underwear. So it's like you're wearing Wonder Woman's underwear.
Well, it's half of her costume. You're either wearing her underwear or her corset.
Which it's not even part of her current costume, so. Just old Wonder Woman.
I can't even keep track. I mean, it's part of her DC Superhero Girls pants, though. That's what it is.
That's true. That's true. She does have the white down the... Not her current one, though.
What do you mean her current?
Well, DC Superhero Girls just changed all their outfits, I just saw. And she
Yeah, for the new TV show that's going to come out.
Yeah.
Yeah, they redid all of the characters' looks and everything.
Yeah.
They look awful, by the way, everybody.
I don't think they look too bad.
Oh, gosh.
They Supergirl don't look as bad looks... as the Ninja Turtles. Just saying.
They don't look as bad as the Ninja Turtles?
The new Ninja Turtles.
From the movie or the cartoon?
There's a new cartoon coming out.
There's another new one coming out.
Oh, yeah, wow. I don't know if it's another. I mean, I don't know how new it is. But I see it on YouTube all the time, and like trailers for it on YouTube, and they look pretty terrible.
Well, there's the Nickelodeon Ninja Turtles that have been out for quite a while.
Yeah, I love those. Yeah. I love that.
I haven't seen the new ones. I'll have to check.
Yeah, there's a new one. It looks terrible.
The new DC Superhero Girls looks off. Like, Bumblebee looks like she's a robotic Bumblebee. They, like, just the lines on them are awful. Supergirl looks like she's mad at the world because she has a bad hair day, because she literally has a bad hair day.
Every day.
Like, and yeah, in the picture that they released of them, she's got bad hair. They look awful. The Starfire's got the biggest calves in the world.
She's a runner. She's a bicycler. They have bigger calves. That's what she does. That's how she keeps fit, man. Don't make fun of her. She'll crush you with calves.
Well, my neither of my daughters like the new looks either, so
yeah.
They're not excited at all. All right, let's wrap this up here. As always, you can email us at siblingjabber@outlook.com. You can visit us at anchor.fm/siblingjabber.
No way. I didn't know they could, like, visit us.
They can.
In person?
Knock before you visit.
Okay.
You can leave us a voicemail for us to play, or we can answer it. You can support the podcast with a link inside the podcast if you wish. But best of all, whatever app you're using to listen to the podcast, we would appreciate it if you would just leave us a review. Whether you think we're 5 stars or 1 star, go ahead and leave us a review. Tell everybody about this thing that's happening here.
Wait, really? You want them to leave a 1-star review?
That's what they believe. I mean, I'm not gonna President Trump them and start taking out all the bad reviews or anything. So. Just tell everybody we are the best podcast ever. We are doing amazing things here. Unbelievable.
That was pretty good.
Every once in a while I could do okay Trump.
Oh boy.
It's hard when I can't hear myself with these earphones on, though. I have no idea what it's turning out to sound like.
It was pretty good. It was pretty good. I can't do impressions, so that was pretty good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, this has been Sibling Jabber. I am Roy.
And I'm usually Danielle.
But you're not today?
Well, it's up in the air.
All right. Well, have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.